LANYAP, a little something extra. A feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Jay Curtis. Two guests in the studio today. Vicky Valenzano is the executive director of the Monroe Symphony Orchestra, and Clay Couturio is the symphony's conductor. Welcome both of you back to LANYAP.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.
Great event for families and for kids. Family concert coming up on Saturday afternoon.
Yes, we're going to have Rob Faust of Faustwerk Mask Theater here with us on Saturday, and he's a gentleman that does mask work to classical music, so he'll join us on Saturday.
This sounds like so much fun, and from the few pictures that I've seen so far, it's way more than just coming and sitting and listening to a symphony concert.
Yes, he does a theatrical performance to the classical music, and he is all the characters in the performance, so just by changing his mask, he changes characters.
So he tells stories with the music.
Yes, he'll interact with the orchestra and the audience, so be prepared.
Now, see, that's even more exciting, especially for kids, because that audience participation adds such of another dimension to a performance.
That's right. And the orchestra will be playing many classics. You'll recognize many tunes, Night on Bald Mountain and The Sorcerer's Apprentice, both of which, if you've seen the movie, Disney movie Fantasia, are part of that movie.
Everybody's... That was a part of my growing up, my generation. You watched Fantasia. You knew those pieces of music pretty well.
Exactly.
What is this for families to be able to bring kids? Because I have small children, and the concept of going and sitting and being still for a long period of time for an orchestra concert, not something that would work great for them. But we've come to the Crowley Park concerts. Fantastic atmosphere.
Yes.
And this is something that's more than just, okay, kids, come sit and listen to the music.
Right. Well, the music itself is going to be broken up into about 5-minute segments. And so a child can sit and listen for about that long, and then Rob Faust will interact in between and do his part of the show.
I think that adding that other dimension of the interaction is going to be so much fun. It's at the West Monroe Convention Center at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And there is an admission fee. Tickets are available at the door.
Yes, they
are.
Or
you can call today.
You can call the office today, and we can have those at will call for you tomorrow, or purchase them at the door. They'll be the same price. The adult tickets are $15, and the children's tickets are $5. So we invite everybody to come out. The performance will be about from 3 to 4, about an hour long, and then after that, we'll have activities for the kids to do. We're collaborating with some arts organizations in the area, the Children's Museum, the Master Museum of Art, Biedenhorn Museum and Gardens, and the Young Troupe at Strauss Theater. They're going to come in and help us entertain the kids after the concert. So there'll be face painting, and they can get their picture taken sitting in a big throne, and they can do leaf rubbings and all different kinds of activities.
Wow. So it is the fall carnival, the Halloween carnival kind of thing going along with the symphony.
Yes, yes.
What a great partnership.
Yes, it's wonderful.
Clay, you guys have had some rehearsal with Rob?
Actually, we have... we've had two orchestra rehearsals so far. We have another tonight, and we'll have a dress with Rob on Saturday and the show Saturday afternoon.
So what kind of challenges has the orchestra looked at? Because a lot of these are favorites. The orchestra is familiar with a lot of these originally. Maybe not so much with like the Harry Potter. What have you guys gone through in learning the music together?
Well, the way we're performing this music is a little different this time. Like I said, we're going to do different segments of it. We have to make it work to fit in with what Rob does. And in order to do that, the flow of the performance and how the musicians usually plays is altered a little bit. So part of what we do to change that is through rehearsal. You actually play it the way you're going to with him, and that is a different process.
And how has that been for adapting? Because it's, like you said, it's shorter segments. You're not playing a full orchestral piece that lasts 15, 20, 25 minutes,
right.
But just a little segment. Has that been challenging, or they've adapted pretty quickly?
Oh, no, they understand what they're doing. It's still performance. Performance is performance, and you still do your job no matter how what type of setting you're in. And it hasn't been a problem at all.
Yeah. So if you had to pick a favorite of these scary kinds of music, Sorcerer's Apprentice, Night on Bald Mountain, do you have a favorite?
My favorite is whatever we're doing. I put all my soul and everything into it, and so I really enjoy it. But I do. If I had to pick one, yeah, Sorcerer's Apprentice might be one of them.
Having played that as a in a band setting in high school, we played a setting of that, and that was It's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's going to be fun for the audience. It's going to be, I'm sure Rob is going to be having a good time with the masks and the storytelling. And it sounds like the audience is going to have a really good time, too.
Right. And speaking of storytelling, these pieces are set for that. It's so programmatic. You can, for example, Sorcerer's Apprentice, you can really tell from the music what's happening. If you have read the poem or if you've seen the movie Fantasia, you know what's happening. And that's the great part of music. It can tell a story without any words.
So, Vicky, tell me about how some of those partnerships came together with the different organizations to be able to provide the fun time even after the concert.
The Monroe Symphony Orchestra has been doing a lot of strategic planning with a woman out of New York, and it's one of our goals is to collaborate with more organizations throughout the community, arts organizations, some churches. We've been performing at different venues by collaborating with churches. So it's just part of our mission and our strategic plan to involve everyone.
Well, we certainly hope KEDM will be a part of that, too.
Yes.
The concert tomorrow afternoon, I want to say tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon is at Family Concert, 3:00 at the West Monroe Convention Center. Number for tickets?
812-6761.
And kids should be done by 5:00, so there will be time for trick-or-treating afterwards.
Still plenty of time for more party-going, more fall festivaling, and more trick-or-treating.
Yes.
Vicky Valenzano is the Executive Director of the Monroe Symphony Orchestra, and Clay Couturio is the orchestra's conductor. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Jay.
You've been listening to Lanyap, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lanyap is produced at the studios of KEDM.